Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and our guest this morning, Governor Greg Gianforte.
Good morning, Governor Greg.
Yeah, John and Robin, good to be with you.
Thank you.
You're coming to town today.
Well, we'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
And we're going to be down at Evergreen, and this is a big deal because we're going to be celebrating the construction of a sidewalk along Highway 2 through Evergreen. This is a project that people there have been working on, some of them for 20 years. Well, I'll tell you, Representative Tony Brockman got it done in the last legislative session. He's been a great partner for us, and we're going to be building this. That Highway 2 has about 20,000 cars a day, and we have young children walking to school. It was a public safety issue, so we authorized the money. And we're going to be sticking a shovel in the ground tomorrow, building the sidewalk through Evergreen.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday with Darla Harmon, who is one of the people that you've referred to or working on this. She said when she first started working to get those sidewalks done, her son was starting school at Evergreen School, and he got married last summer.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Right, and that's why this is so important. And I just have to say, Tony Brockman has done such a tremendous job representing that community of Evergreen, not just on this issue, but all of our pro-jobs, pro-family legislation. He's been a stalwart, and I'm just looking forward to celebrating with the whole community there tomorrow.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here, Greg. Talk with us about House Bill 5, the one that that you just signed into law.
So House Bill 5, if I have my records correct, this is the Capital Construction Project bill. This is where all the money is for all the various projects. And here's what we did. I mean, this is what any family in Montana would do. Because of our conservative budgeting in 2021, we had a surplus. We gave $1 billion back in tax rebates and lower rates. But then we had a bunch of stuff that had gotten kind of long in the tooth. There were a lot of buildings in Helena that hadn't been maintained. They needed new roofs. The prison in Deer Lodge needed to be upgraded. Warm Springs had become decrepit, and we put $300 million into help fixing up the state hospital and bringing back community-based mental health. We fixed the prison. We fixed up, did maintenance on a lot of the buildings on the college campuses. We've upgraded all in. It was almost $1 billion going into maintenance. We tried not to plant acorns because, you know, when you plant acorns, you get mighty oaks, and they need water and feeding, and we're trying not to grow the size of government. But when we saw this project along to put in this sidewalk, it was a one-time expense that would literally improve safety for generations to come. So it became a priority for our administration, and again, Tony Brockman did a great job of advocating for it.
Yeah, Tony's been talking with us about this for quite a while now, a couple of years, in fact. And he said, there are cow trails down there across on the way to school. And he says, I walked those cow trails myself.
Right, yeah. And this is the issue. This Highway 2 is getting busier and busier as the valley continues to grow. And yet there was no sidewalk there. And you look at it, and, you know, when it rains and kids are riding their bikes to school or whatever, it becomes muddy. And it's just, and that tempts them to go into the street. It's just not safe with the number of cars we have going through there. This is a public safety issue. It's going to make it easier for kids. And hopefully it allows us to avoid what would be a very tragic and unfortunate accident there. Sidewalk saves lives, and that's what we're doing in Evergreen.
Well, Greg, I got to tell you, this is the kind of thing I love to see. We can talk philosophies and government and all day long, but, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road, when local government and local representation can work with the folks in Helena to get something done in our own town.
Yep, and this is why I'm about to kick off my sixth 56-county tour, and I always say it's hard to learn new things sitting behind a desk in some big building someplace. So you got to get out and talk to people. That's why I typically get up into the Flathead at least once a month. We'll be up there tomorrow. We're certainly doing this kickoff. We're going to visit with a bunch of other folks as well. And starting the end of April here, we have a very it's almost like a forced march, but we love getting to every community across the state. We're going to get to all 56 counties. We're doing town halls in many of them. We're visiting local businesses. We're visiting with county commissioners, sheriffs, small businesses, producers, ag producers, and it's just a way to put my ear to the ground, hear what's going on, so I can take their voice back to Helena, and we could do more projects like this Evergreen Sidewalk project.
Well, you know, Greg, everybody wants something. Everybody needs something. Do you ever, when you're taking these tours, feel maybe a little overwhelmed?
I remember that when I'm talking to somebody, the issue they're raising with me, for them to come to the governor and express a concern, it's got to be pretty important. And I just try and provide the respect to them to hear them out. It may be something we can do something about, but that doesn't diminish the importance of that issue to that individual. As Jordan Peterson has said in his book, 12 Rules for Life, one of his rules, which I really like, is go into every conversation expecting to learn something. Even if you disagree, I think you can learn something from every conversation. And that's an approach I've really taken to heart. And so I do need a little downtime after interacting with a lot of people. it doesn't diminish the importance of the conversations.
Greg, just quickly on property taxes. First of all, thank you for extending the deadline on the property tax relief programs. The two of them out there, which would be very helpful if people could have the time to do the paperwork to get applied.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's why we prioritized this last legislative session. Not only the rebates that went to all property owners, this is 1,350. I had asked the legislature for more. We had asked for a $2,000 rebate for every homeowner in the state because we think people that are residents here should pay lower taxes than people with second homes. But then we also doubled the funding for this property tax assistance program. So if you're on fixed income and you're struggling with the rising property taxes, and I'll be clear, they're too high, make sure you investigate this program. The information is up on our website. You can check it out there. We've extended the deadline. We want to help people stay in their homes, and that's what this property tax abatement for people on fixed income is all about.
Okay, and as far as the $675 rebate, when can we expect that?
Well, you will have to apply for that. That'll be over the summer. I think the checks will go out about the same time this year as they did last year. I think they're right in October.
Okay, very good.
And in parallel with that, you know, we have our property tax task force working. Your own commissioner, Pam Holmquist, is on that commission, so she's carrying the voice of the Flathead Valley there because we need permanent relief on property tax. We did this one-time rebate. I thought it should be higher, but we did do $1,350 for every homeowner. One of the ideas that the task force is kicking around, which I think is a good one, is to bring back the homestead exemption. This would mean that people in their primary homes that are Montana residents would pay lower property taxes than out-of-staters who have a second home here. They would pay higher taxes. And that would make it easier for us to fund our schools. And as people know, I mean, all of property taxes go to local expenses. They go for local schools, local municipalities. The state doesn't get any of this, but the state has a role in making sure that they don't get too high.
Greg, as always, a great conversation, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow here in Evergreen.
Okay, terrific. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
All right.
Okay, bye.